Welcome to Well's Early Childhood Educator Devotions. At peace in his power. Isaiah 35, verses 4 and 5 are our verses for today. Be strong and do not fear. Your God will come. He will come with vengeance. With divine retribution, he will come to save you. Then will the eyes of the blind be opened and the ears of the deaf unstopped. Power. There are many kinds of power. There is the power in fire. A fire pit in the backyard can provide a relaxing evening. A fire in a dry forest can produce devastation and uncontrollable destruction. The power of the sun can warm the earth to help plants grow. The sun in a desert can take a life that lacks appropriate protection and hydration. One word used to describe God's power is omnipotent. I'm thinking that this may not be a word you use in your daily vocabulary. Me neither. But it's a great word when we're considering God's power. Dictionary.com defines omnipotent as almighty or infinite in power as God. Infinite in power, what does that mean? Infinite is another word for unlimited, endless, immeasurable. That describes God's power. It has no limits. It can't be measured or bound by earthly restrictions. He has the power to do absolutely anything. That can be both comforting and jarring. God has the power to save and to destroy. God's judgment will eventually be clear to those who don't believe in him, divine retribution for rejecting his love and mercy. But that sad and stark reality is eclipsed by something even greater. God's power to save is beyond any earthly power we can imagine. God's expectations are clear. He demands perfection from each of us. Another reality is also clear. We are completely incapable of perfection. We were born sinful from sinful parents. We have never had a day without sin permeating our lives. Knowing God's expectation and our ability for perfection could cause us to fear. Be strong and do not fear, God says to us. He is coming. He's coming with judgment on those who do not believe in him. And he's coming for you, to take you to be with him in heaven. How can this be? He expects perfection, and we are far from it. Jesus, the simple and yet overwhelming response from our God. God's love is immeasurable, and it's what sent Jesus to be our Savior. Cross, tomb, and resurrection show God accepting his sacrifice to save you. Your imperfections went to the cross with Jesus and are covered by him, replaced by his perfect life in your stead. You don't need to fear. You have peace with God because of all that Jesus has done for us. God is a powerful God whose love uses his power to protect, save, and make us his own. And so, like the inspired words of Isaiah, we can say, be strong. Do not fear. Your God will come. He is with you each day, and one day will come to take you home to him in heaven. We are at peace in his power and in his powerful love and grace. Let's pray together. Dear Father, I can't begin to understand your power and how limitless it is. Help me to find comfort and peace knowing that in love, you use your power for our good. Thank you for your love, your protection, your grace. In Jesus' name, amen. Christian worship hymn 769, Your Hand, O Lord, in Days of Old, expresses the thoughts of today's readings in hymn form. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to wells.net/devotions. May the Lord bless and keep you.